Oasis Audio presents In the Field of Grace by Tessa Afshar. Read for you by Laurel Merlington. To Rebecca Ree, dearest friend through joy and sorrow, your friendship is like coming home. Prologue. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. Isaiah 57:2. Death squatted at Boaz's door, waiting like a vulture, biding its time. He could sense its presence, inexorable, hungry, patient. Judith, the wife of his youth, the woman he had married for love, his doe-eyed companion, lay dying. Boaz leaned over to smooth the dark, sweat-stained hair from her brow. Alerted by his gentle movements, her dog, Melech, lifted its long snout and inspected Boaz's movements with suspicious intensity before settling its muzzle on its paws again. The dog's gaze shifted back to the emaciated woman on the bed. It was a mark of the drastic circumstances that the beast had been allowed on the bed. Normally, it didn't even make it through the chamber door. Yet as soon as Melech had come limping in through the threshold, the beast had claimed the place like it had every right of ownership. With profound indifference, Judith's dog treated Boaz as an annoyance rather than the master. Boaz ignored Melech and lifted his wife's hand, holding it tightly, willing her not to give up. The woman on the bed had thinning oily hair and a face that looked like it had melted in the sun on one side. But that wasn't what Boaz saw. He remembered Judith as she had been when he had met her for the first time, with thick hair that fell below her head.